Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So this isn't a subtle crime. This was definitely planned out. Police in Trustville, Alabama are showing video of a woman who drove a car into the Home Depot store.
Not only did she drive it, she backed it in.
Right, but like it's through those loading doors.
Yeah.
And it's a very small car.
Like, that wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to happen to accidentally drive into it. No, she backed into it and did a three-point turn. A couple different attempts at it, by the way.
Yeah.
And
wasn't good at it.
No. And then she did her turn, and then she went, ran over a shelf, and went and grabbed some stuff, and then scurried around and ran back out, or drove back out.
Yeah, she shoplifted. Jumped in her car and drove back out of the store.
Why?
There's employees trying to stop her. There's employees videoing it. There's security cameras.
There's people in shock.
Yeah.
Like, what?
They're going to find out who this was.
So they didn't get her.
No.
Like, the police are still looking for her. And so they've got her car on video, a couple different videos, and they've seen her.
And she's not wearing a disguise.
She's not wearing a mask.
There's no hood. There's no nothing. She's easy to see who she is. I'm thinking there has to be either drugs or a mental health issue here, because this isn't the actions of, she didn't even steal anything like so valuable that
I don't even know what she stole.
I think it was some tools, which can be expensive, but again,
I mean, it would have been less obvious if she was going to steal. She could have just gone in and tried to steal them and made less of a scene. But here we are talking about it, and she's still on the loose.
Tips of theft from Tricia Caudle. If you're going to steal, ask Tricia how.
Don't do it. Be a good person.